All right. So today's daf is daf Dalet in Brochis, but we're holding at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about how David HaMelech knew what time midnight was. The Gemara asked, how could David know if Moshe didn't know? And the Gemara says that David had an alarm clock. If you're in my Gemara, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up. Damar Rav Acha bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon bar Chasida, Kinor Hayatoloi Lamala Memitasa Shal David. David had some sort of instrument on top of his bed. Kevin Shegia Chazos Alayla, when midnight would come, Baruach Tzfonis Veno Shavis Bo, the northerly wind would come and blow. Umenagain Me'elav, and the instrument would kind of play on its own. Miad Haya Omed Veosek Batorah, and David would get up and learn Torah, Ad Sha'ala Amud Shachar, until morning. And Kevin, and the Gemara goes weiter. Kevin Sha'ala Amud Shachar, when he got up in the morning, Nichnasu Chachmei Yisrael, Etzlo. The Chachamim would come in and say, good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Amru lo, they would say to David HaMelech, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichin Parnasa. We don't have enough money, we don't have enough GDP, but Am Yisrael needs Parnasa. So David, being a smart guy, said, Amru lehem lechuv is Parnasa su, zemizeh. Okay, go do business. Go for it. What are you asking me for? So Amru lo, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amrulo, Ein Hakometz Masbias Hariv, Ein Habor Mismale Michul Yoso. Fascinating mashals. The Kometz, the little kind of like flower offering, does not satisfy a lion. Okay, that I get. Ein Habor Mismale Michul Yoso. And a pit is not filled with its own dirt. Now, I would have thought a pit would be filled with its own dirt if you dig a pit out and then you put the dirt right back in. Not only does it fill, but it kind of like makes a little mound. So I think somebody says here, Rashi says, is it Rashi? Somewhere. Maybe it's Tosos? Yeah, it's Tosos. That basically, it's you can't fill a pit with, if you're in a pit and you're digging dirt, you can't fill the hole you're in with the dirt that you're digging. But okay, whatever. But anyway, Lemaisa, there's not enough money in it. What they meant to say is that there's not enough money here in Eretz Yisrael or in Am Yisrael. We need more money. So Melahem. So then David said, "Fine, lechu pashtu yidechem begedud. Go get the gedud. You know, and go get the army. That's the word we use nowadays, anyway. But the gedud is a battalion. So go get the army and miyah, and let's conquer some land and get some more parnasa." Miyad yotzim b'achitofel, immediately they go get Eitzah from Achitofel, v'nim lachim b'sanhedrin, and they'd ask the Sanhedrin, v'sholim b'ulim b'tumim, and they would ask the Kohen Gadol, they would ask the Urim b'tumim, exactly whether it's mutter, what to do, etc. Amar Rav Yosef, my kra, how do you know that that's what they would do? The Pasuk says, Nivrei yomim, acharei Achitofel b'no Yehu b'no Yadav, v'yatar sar tzava l'melech. If Esar Tzava Lamelech Yoav, it basically lists a bunch of people: Achitofel, Benayo, Ben Yerada, Evyasar, who is the Kohen Gadol, and Esar Tzava Lamelech, who is Yoav. And the Gemara is going to explain what those people were. Achitofel is a Yoetz. That Achitofel was the king's main advisor. Like it says, Vatzas Achitofel. Asher Yaatz by Mimahem, Asher Yishal B'Dvar Elokim. Right, Achitofel was a wise advisor. Benayo ben Yehudah, that's the Sanhedrin, right? Rashi says he was the Av Beis Din, he was the Av Sanhedrin. Ve'ev Yosar, and Ev Yosar a Kohen Gadol, Elu Urim V'Tumim. That was the Urim V'Tumim. V'chein Ayu Omer Benayo ben Yehudah ala Krisi v'ala Plesi. Benayo ben Yehudah, he was the Sanhedrin. He was in charge of the Krisi and the Plesi. V'lama Nikra Shmam Krisi V'Plesi. Why is he called? Why is it called the Krisi Plesi? Shekorsin Devrayim Plesi Shemuflayim. Korsin Devrayim Plesi Shemuflayim B'Devrayim. Right, that the Sanhedrin they would cut. Kares, right, is someone who is cut off. They were sharp. They were very decisive in their words. And Plesi, that they would say Muflayim, they would say wondrous words. Right, that's the Sanhedrin. V'achar kach sar tzva l'melech Yoav. And then they would go figure out how to wage this war. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adav, Amar Lo, Amar Rav Yitzchak Berei Derav Idi, Maikra, what's another pasuk that reminds us of this? Ura Kvodi, Ura Hanavel, the Kinor, Aira Shachar. Right, that not, doesn't remind us of the war, but it reminds us that the Kinor, Aira Shachar, that David's Kinor would wake him up in the morning. All right. Again, we asked earlier on Gilgal Beis, how could David HaMelech know when Chatzos was, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it? So we gave one answer, that David had this little alarm clock. Another answer, Rabbi Zeira Amar, Moshe La'olam Haya Yada. Really, Moshe did know when midnight was. V'David Nami Haya Yada. And David also knew. V'kema the David Hava Yada. And when since David knew, well, the Gemara says, oh, by the way, if David knew what time midnight was, Kinor Lamali, what did he need an instrument for? So the Gemara says, Lis Ure Mishnase, to wake him up. Very simple. Okay, now the Gemara goes right there. If you remember yesterday, we said that how do you know that Moshe didn't know when midnight was? Because he told Paro by Makos Bechoros that it's going to happen kachatzos, about at midnight. So if Moshe actually, according to Rabbi Zeira, Moshe did know when midnight was. So why did he say kachatzos? So Moshe kosover, Moshe thought, Shema Yitu, it's Tagnine Paro. That maybe Paro's astrologers, magicians, whatever, necromancers would make a mistake. Right? They would mess up with their calculations. And right, Makos Bechoros would show up actually at midnight, but they would think it was like a few minutes late or whatever. V'yomru, and then what would they say? Moshe Badaihu. Moshe is a chakran. Moshe is a liar. Damar Mar, Lamed Lashoncha, Lomar Eini Yodea. Because as Mar said, a person should always say, if he's not sure, he should say, I don't know. He should teach himself to say, I don't know. Shema tisbada v'techaz, maybe you'll get caught in a little bit of a, not a lie, but perhaps something that's a little bit untrue. I feel like this Gemara is like a mucker for nowadays. Like nowadays, like with all the political discussions, like you could be typeface on like some tiny little detail, yeah? You get all the details right, but oh, it happened at 12:01 instead of 12 o'clock? Forget it, this guy's totally not shy. It's like back in the day. Ein chadash tachas ha-shemesh. Moshe was worried that all of the Nisim of Kadosh Baruch Hu would be thrown off and disqualified because he was off by a minute. Not because of his calculation, because of their calculation. You can see how twisted the mind can get. But anyway, weiter. Rav Ashi says, "Bepalga urta the tleisar nagi arbeisa havakoi." Ve'achi kamar Moshe l'Yisrael. Really, in the middle of... middle of the 13th, right, on the night before the 13th, that's the morning, that's the kind of the beginning of the 14th. And really Moshe was saying, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu l'machar kachatzos halayla ki ha'idna ani yotzei besoch Mitzrayim. Meaning Moshe was the night before, it was the 13th at night, midnight, i.e. the day before the 14th, or the night before the 14th. And what really Moshe and Kosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe was, at this exact time, tomorrow, that's when I'm going to go out b'zoch b'nei Yisrael, and that's kachatzos. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Right? We had before. We had assumed that Moshe Hashem could never have said kachatzos because ein sfeika kabimala, that Hashem would never have been inexact in his instructions. So he must have said bachatzos. So over here, Rav Ashi is just saying no. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have said kachatzos, and that's why Moshe said it tomorrow. Because Hashem was exactly at midnight, the night before, Hashem was telling Moshe, Kachatzos, exactly like it is right now, it's going to happen tomorrow. Okay. L'David Shemra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani. David says in Tehillim, right, I am a Chassid. Fascinating. Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak have a Machlokes, Chad Amar Kach Amar David. One of them says, this is what David said, Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Lo Chassid Ani, I'm not really such a great chassid. Shekol malchei mizrach umarav yishenim ad shalosh shaos. Right? Really, all the kings in the world, they sleep until the third hour of the day. They sleep until, if a day starts at 6, they sleep until 8. Vani, and I get up. Chatzos alayla akum lados lecha. And I get up at midnight. Amazing. Meaning, am I not such a great chassid? Look out how much earlier I get up than all the other kings in the world. Vidach, and the other Mandamer says, Kach amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David said. Ribono shel Olam, Hashem, lo chassid ani, am I not such a great chassid? Shekol malachim mizrach umarav yoshim agudos agudos bekvodam. All the kings in the world, they sit with all their counselors and all their advisors, etc. Vani yodai meluchlechos badam v'shaper v'shilya and me, my hands are all dirty with blood and all this other stuff. Kedei latayr isha labayla, in order to make sure that a woman is tayr labayla. Valo od, and not only, says David HaMelech, because that's what I'm dealing with. Ela kol ma shani osa ani nimlach mipiboshas. I don't even pasken on my own. Everything I do, I run through mipiboshas Rabbi, my Rebbe. Ve'omer lo mipibosh, and I say to him, mipiboshas Rabbi, Rebbe, yafe dati, yafe chayavti. Did I judge well? Was I mechayev properly? Yafe zakiti. Was I mezake? Did I say zchus properly? Yafe taharti. Yafe tamesi. Did I pasken well? V'loboshti, and I wasn't embarrassed. It's a big thing to be able to ask, for someone's approval and not be embarrassed about it. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Rei Deravidi, my crow. What's the pasuk that teaches us how great this is? V'adabrab edosecha neged malachim v'lo evosh. Right, I will speak about your edos, your testimony, your things I'm testifying about, and I will not be embarrassed. That's David HaMelech. Tadu, we learned in the Brei, Selo mipiboshes shmo, ela ishboshes shmo. Wasn't really called Mipiboshes. Really, his name was Ishboshes. V'lama nikra shmo Mipiboshes. Shaya mevayish p'nei David b'alacha. They called him Mipiboshes because he put David to shame with his knowledge of halacha. Lafichach, therefore, zacha David v'yatzim imenu kilav. Because David was such a, I guess, an anav, and he was willing to ask Mipiboshes all these halachos, he was zocha to have a son or an ancestor, or I guess a descendant named Kilav. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, who is Kilav? Lo Kilav Shmo, Elo Daniel Shmo. Really, this is talking about Daniel. V'lama nikra Shmo Kilav. Why do they call him Kilav? Shaya mechalim pnei mipiboshes ba'alacha. That he would be able to run circles around. He would be able to decimate mipiboshes with his halacha. V'lama Shlomo b'chachmaso. And that's what Shlomo said about this Daniel. Bini im chacham libech yismach libi. Kam oni, if you're smart, your heart is happy with this, I'll also be. Ve'omer chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'ashiv v'chorfi yidavar. Okay. V'david, now the Gemara asks the obvious question. V'david mi karl l'nafshe chassid. What, he's such a firm guy, he's going to call himself a chassid? How does that work? V'aksiv, Pasuk says, David, lu lehemati l'ros b'tuv Hashem b'eretz chayim. Right? If I would only be zocha, says David HaMelech, to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Implying that he's not on that level. Yeah. Vitali Mishmed Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi taught us, Lama Nakud al Lule. Why is there a Nakudot on top of Lule? So Amar David, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Muftach ani Becha. I know, I trust you, Shatam Mishalim Schar Tov L'Tzadikim La'asid Lavo, that you're going to pay back the Tzadikim in the future. Aval Eini Yodea Im Yesh Li Chelik B'Nehem, but I have no idea if I'm going to be one of those people. Im Lav, or not. Because what was David so afraid of? So not that he wasn't aware that he didn't think he was a Rasha, but Shema Yigrom Achet, because maybe he will end up sinning. Right now it might have been a big tzaddik, but Shema Yigrom Achet. Kedav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rami Ksiv, because pretty well known Maimon Chazal about Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Bar Idi said the following two psukim have a contradiction. Rami Ksiv, there's a contradictory. Hashem promised Yaakov, you'll be fine. I'll take care of you. Uksiv, but it says, right, when Esav came to meet him, Yaakov was very afraid of Esav. So how does that work? Didn't Hashem promise to protect him? So Amar Shema Yigrom Achet, because no, Yaakov was afraid that he would have a chet, and since Hashem's promised him 20 years earlier, Shema Yigrom Achet. Kinitanya, like we learned in Abraisa, Ad Yavorim Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavorim Zukanisa, Ad Yavorim Amcha Hashem, what is that? Zubir Rishona. That's referring to Bnei Yisrael's first coming into Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavorim Zukanisa, until that's Zubir Shnia, that's the second time they came into Eretz Yisrael, i.e. in the times of Ezra, etc. Mikan, from those two psukim, Amru Chachamim, the Chazal told us that Ru'uyim Hayu Yisrael Leheasos Lahem Nes Bimei Ezra Kederach Shanasalam Bimei Yoshua Ben Nun. But really, when Bnei Yisrael came back from Bavel to build the second Beit HaMikdash, they should have had the same exact type of nisim that they had when Yeshua brought them in. Ella, rather, what happened? Shegoram hachet. The chet caused them to not be zocha to those miracles. Sorry, one second. Chaim. Vaita. The Chachamim over to Ma'al Chatzos. The Chazal, if you're the first Mishnah to say that, you have until midnight to say Kriya Shema. Chachamim keman svira lehu. Who do the Chachamim hold like? In terms of what's it called? I mean, the Chachamim are in the middle. Rabbi Elazar said you have until the end of the first Hashmora, and who was it? Sorry, Rabbi Gamliel said you have until sunrise. So the Chachamim are kind of like in the middle of no man's land. So come on, Svira Lehu, who do they hold like? When they tell you you have until Chatzos, is that like adding on to Rabbi Elazar or shortening Rabbi Gamliel? Ik Rabbi Elazar Svira Lehu, if they hold like Rabbi Elazar, that really you have until the end of the first Hashmora. So Lamruk Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't they just say like Rabbi Eliezer? Mika Rabbi Gamliel Sphere Lehu, and if they really hold like Rabbi Gamliel, who says you have an all night to read Krishna, so Lamruk Rabbi Gamliel. So let them just hold like Rabbi Gamliel. The Olam Rabbi Gamliel really Chazal the Chachamim. You know, we mentioned this in the first day. Rashi already quotes it in the first daf. And the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Gamliel that you can say Krishna all night. The Hadika Amri Ad Chatzos. So why do they say you can only say it until midnight? To make sure a person doesn't miss. Kidatanya, how would you miss Kriyashma? Well, I'm sure we've all been there. Chachamim asu siag l'dreim. The Chachamim made a siag, a guard for their words, for the halacha. Kedishalog yehi adam ba min asada be'erev. A person, we all know how this feels. We come home from work at night and we're tired. V'omer and I'll say elech lebeisi, I'll go home. V'ochel kima and I'll eat a little bit. V'eshta kima and I'll drink a little bit. V'eishan kima and I'll sleep a little bit, not smoke a little bit, and I'll sleep a little bit. V'achar kach ekra kriyashma v'sparalel, and afterwards I'll say kriyashma and I'll daven. And obviously v'chotafto shena, and the sleep takes a hold of you. V'nimtza yashin kol alayla, and you end up sleeping through the night. Rather, what should a person do? Aval adam bam in asada be'erev. What does he do? Is when a person comes home from work, nichnas lebeis hakneses. She goes straight to shul. Im ragel likros kore. If he's used to reading the chumash, he should read the chumash. Im ragel lishnas shona. If he's used to reading mishnayos, he should read mishnayos or learn the gemara. Vekore kriyashma mispalel. Then he should say kriyashma. Then he should daven. Veochel pito umivarech. And then he can go have a suda and say berakas hamazon, etc. V'chol ha'over al divrei chachamim chayev misa, and anybody who violates this is chayev misa. That escalated quickly. Ma'ishna dechol duchto the lokatani chayev misa u'ma'ishna hacha the katani chayev misa. The Gemara asks, wait a minute, that seems a little bit harsh. Why takamis chachamim? We don't have very few places where we say that someone is over al divrei chachamim is chayev misa. I'm not a Bucky and Shas, but I would imagine it's very very few. If this is not the only place. I would imagine it's very few. Maishna here, why is it different over here that all of a sudden if you eat a little bit and you sleep a little bit, you're chayev misa instead of going to shul? So Gemara says, two answers. Ibois ema, either mishum dika ones shena, because you might sleep all night and miss it. Ibois ema lafugi mimand amar tfilas arvis rishus. Or to say that we paskin that mairiv is not a rishus, Kamash Malan Dechova. Right? In a couple of weeks, we'll get to the whole discussion whether Tfilas Arvis Rishus. By the way, it doesn't mean it's optional. Tosus says that Rishus simply means that if you're faced with a decision to do Mairiv or another mitzvah, you should do the other mitzvah. But it doesn't mean it's a full Rishus. But anyway, we paskin that, as you see here, that Mairiv is a Chova, and certainly we all are no hegs to have Mairiv. And that's why I call over a Dabri Chachamim. In this scenario, it's Chayev Misa. All right, Amamar. Mar says, Kore Kriya Shema Uz Palel. Right, he notices what's the order in the Brisa, that you should say Shema, and then say Shema Nasre. So we didn't really give that a second thought, because that's what we do. But that's actually a machlokas in terms of the order of how we should daven Mairiv. Misayele Rabbi Yochanan, and it's approved to Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, who is Ben Olam Haba? Zeh Somech Gulu L'Tfila Shel Arvis. This is someone who is somech gulu l'tfila, i.e. says kriyashma, and then says shmona esrei by mairiv. That's all it takes. Sounds good. It can be malay mitzchus, some people who just have mairiv. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, tfilos be'emtza tiknum. The tfilos need to be in the middle. What does that mean? So Rashi says, bein shnei kriyashma tiknu kol tfilos shel yom. That kriyashma needs to border on, needs to bookend you're davening for the day. So the first thing you say is Kriya Shema, and that's what we do in Shacharis. And the last thing you say is also Kriya Shema. So according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shema should be after Shmoneh Esrei. But my kamilflugi, what's the machlokes? Ibois ema, kra, ibois ema svara. Either they're arguing in psukim or they're arguing in logic. Ibois ema svara, it's funny that the Gemara brought that second, now it talks about it first, but okay. Ibois ema svara, svara de Rabbi Yochanan savar gula me orta nami hava. Rabbi Yochanan is holding that the geula also happened in the morning. Now the Gemara in Daf Tes is going to have a whole discussion of when we should say geula, because Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a process. Obviously, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened at night during the day, but Be'orta at night, there was also an aspect of geula that they already started prepping for. Right, they had Makas Bechoros, and then they started prepping for leaving. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Geula Me'orta Nami Havi. There's also a Geula at night. Ela Geula Malios Alo Havi. But it wasn't the ultimate Geula, right? Ba'etzem Ayom Hazeh Yatzu B'nei Yisrael Me'aretz Yisrael. It wasn't the ultimate Geula at night, but there was some Geula. Ela Geula Malios Alo Havi Ela Ad Safra. But the ultimate Geula happened in the morning. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, who says that we still should say, right, Mismach Geula L'Tfila. That also is significant at night because there was some aspect of Geula. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Savar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, came in the lo havi ela mitzafra, lo havi geula mal yosa. He says, no, the ikar geula happened during the day. So we're going to be somech geula l'tfila during at shachris, but not at night. V'boi se mekra, or you could say they're arguing about psukim. U'shnei mekra echa darshu, and they're both arguing about the same pasuk. Tichtiv pasuk says, b'shachvocha uvkumecha, that when you go to sleep and when you get up, that's when you say kriyashma. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Ma Kesh Chiva L'Kima. Rabbi Yochanan says we connect lying down with getting up. Ma Kima Kriyashma V'Achar Kach Tefila, Af Shchiva Nami Kriyashma V'Achar Kach Tefila. Just like you have Kriyashma and then Tefila in Shachris, so too you have that in Ma'ariv. Rabbi Shuv and Levi Savar, no. Ma Kesh Chiva L'Kima, we connect lying down with getting up in a different way. Ma Kima Kriyashma Samach L'Mitoso, right? Just like during Shachris, you say Kriyashma closer to when you got out of your bed. Af Shchiva Nami Kriyashma Samach L'Mitaso. You also say Kriyashma at Ma'ariv closer to when you're going to hit the sack. Masiv Mar Brei de Ravina. Mar Brei de Ravina asked the following question. Ba'ariv Mavarach Shtayim Lefaneh Shtayim Le'achareh. Right at Ma'ariv we say two brachos before Kriyashma and two brachos after. Vi Amriz Boy Lismoch, and if you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan, that you need to put Gula L'Tfila back to back, Kriyashma and Shmon Esri back to back, Haloka Samach Gula L'Tfila, you're not connecting them at all. Da Boy L'Mimar Hashkivenu, because you're saying the bracha of Hashkivenu in between. So Amre, the Bnei Yeshiva, the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash said, Kema de Takinu Rabbanan Ashkivenu, since the Chachamim were the ones who were metakin the bracha of Ashkivenu, Kigula Rechtadamya. No, it's just like one long Geula, Kriyashma plus Hashkivenu, that leads you up to Shmona Esrei, that's Mismach Geula L'Tfila. Dilu Temahachi, because if you don't say this, Shachris Hechi Matzi Samech. Well, we have the same problem at Shachris. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one who says, but Chila Omer, right before you say Shmona Esrei, Hashem Smasati Tachul Fia Gidila Secha. Ulvasofa Omer, and at the end of Shmon Esrei, we say Yulu Ratonim Refi, etc., etc. So you see that you have Hashem Svasai interjecting between Geula and Tvila. Ela Hasam Kevin Dekinu Rabbanon, Lameimar Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Ketvila Rech Tadamya. Rather, the answer is, just like we say by Shachris, that since Chazal were the ones who were Metake, and that we should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before Shachris, so that's like one long Tvila. So Achanami here too, by Mariv, Kevin Dekinu Rabbanon, Lameimar Hashkivenu. Since we are supposed to say Ashkivenu, Chazal were Metakinin, Kigula Richtadamya, it's just like one long Geula. Vait. Amar Rabbi Lazer, Amar Rabbi Yavina. Kol HaOmer Tilo L'Dovi B'chol Yom Shalosh Pamim Muftach Lo Shehulu Ben Olam Haba. I feel like this is like the Amud of like shortcuts to Olam Haba. Right? All you gotta do is Davar Ma'ariv. All you gotta do is say Ashrei three times. Right? Obviously that's not what it means. That's like a get out of jail free card. That's not the trap. But anyway, all you have to do is say Ashrei, right, Tila L'David, three times a day. That's what we do, twice in Shachris, once during Mincha. You are good to go. My timer, what's the reason? Elema Mishum de Asir be Aleph Beis. If you're telling me because it has the Aleph Beis, right, each line starts with Aleph Beis. So Nema, there's something else in Tehillim that has Aleph Beis, that's Ashrei Tzvi Mederech, that's Kuf Yud Tes. That would be a lot longer, right? That we should say all of Kuf Yud Tes, that also has Aleph Beis. The Asiya B'Timni Ha'apin, that we have, it has it eight times. So that's much better. Ella, rather, why is Asher so great? Ella Mishum de Ispe Poseach Es Yadecha, because he has Poseach Es Yadecha, must be L'Chavetzah. So Gemara says, well, if that's the kicker, so name a Hallel Lagodol. We could just say Hallel, Dechtiv, No Sin Lecha B'Chol Basar. Then we have that phrase. So Gemara says, you're right. It's a different reason. Why is Asheri so great? Mishum de Ika Ispe Tarti, because we have both of them, the Aleph Beis and Poseach Es Yadecha. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, right? We learned in the beginning, B'pnei Malo Nemar Nun B'Ashrei. You're missing a Nun, as we all know. Why is there no Nun? B'pnei She'yish Bo Mefaltan Shalson Yisrael, because the Nun is connected to the downfall of Am Yisrael, right? Any time the Gemara says Sona Yisrael, the haters of Am Yisrael, it's really a euphemism, Lashon Saginar. Really, we don't want to talk about us, it's an Ayin Hara, etc., etc. So it's talking about Bnei Yisrael, right? The Nun reminds us of the Nefila of Am Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Amos, Nafla lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael. When they fall, you will not get back up. Bnei Yisrael will not end up getting back up. That's obviously a very, very bad Pasuk, and we don't want to remind ourselves of that. I never really understood why... You know, okay, so that apostles all the other phrases with Nun. Like, none of the other letters have any psukim that talk about the downfall of Am Yisrael. So I asked Rav Avinom, actually, or Greenwald, and he said that perhaps this pasuk, since this pasuk says they'll never get back up again, and I'm not a Baki in Tanakh, but maybe that's the only pasuk that says they'll never get back up again, so we want to distance ourselves from that as much as possible. Okay. B'ma'arava metartzi la'hachi. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, so they answered the following. Nafla v'lososif limpol od. Say, no, the pasuk doesn't mean they're not going to ever get back up again. It means nafla, they're going to fall, v'lososif limpol od. And they're never going to fall again. Kum besulas Yisrael. Come, get up, Am Yisrael. Okay, that's about a lot more optimistic. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak afilu hachi. Even so, chazer David v'samchan ruach hakodesh. Even though we don't use the nun, because it has this pasuk in it, David still used Ruach HaKodesh, and he said, Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, right, the next thing right after where Nun would have been is Samech, and that says that Hashem will be Somech anybody who falls. Just a little bit longer, a little bit further to the last two dots. Am Rabbi Elazar Bar Ravina, Godol Mashenemer B'Michael, Yosef B'Mashenemer B'Gavriel. If you're ever wondering who is a greater angel, so apparently Michael was greater than Gavriel. Dilu b'michal k'siv, because by Michal it says vayaof elai echad min ha'serafim, and one of the serafim kind of jumped and flew over to me. Dilu gabi Gavriel k'siv vayish Gavriel asher ra'isi b'chazon b'tchila mo'ef mu'af. Not sure how to vowelize that. B'yaif. Says it twice. Says he had to jump twice. He had to float over twice. The Gemara says my mashma d'hai echad Michal hu. Well, hold on a second. The Gemara notices that the first pasuk doesn't mention anybody's name. Fine, the second pasuk, Gavriel had to come twice. But why does the first pasuk tell me about Michael? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asi Echad Echad, it's Gzer Shava Echad Echad. Ksiv Hacha Vayef Elai Echad Min Asrafim. One of the angels kind of showed up. Ksiv Hasam, and it says, Rinei Michael Echad Min Hasarim Harishonim Bale Azraini. So Tana Michael Be'achas, Gavriel Be'shtayim. So apparently Michael comes with one, and Gavriel comes with two, and Eliyahu be'arba, Eliyahu Anavi takes a little bit longer to come, u'malach ha'mavis b'shmoneh, the malach ha'mavis takes him eight steps, or jumps, or travels, whatever, however you understand that, u'vishas ha'magifa achas, and rachman al-tzlan, if there is a plague, so unfortunately the malach ha'mavis comes, is much easier to come and do his thing. All right, Rebosa Shkoya Kodol, we'll go weiter tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, back to our regular time.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay, thank you so much.
How long was that?
How do you guys do? Huh?
Two.